Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Michaela Pittman is the manager of Nationwide Lung Cancer Screening for the American Lung Association. Thank you for joining us. Is there any indication as to what is causing this, why we're seeing lung cancer rates on the rise for people who haven't smoked?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. That is a really great question, and certainly something that, to your point, is being researched, right? There are groups and institutions that are looking at some of those lung cancer risk factors, which really include radon and particle pollution and smoking, right? There are other risk factors to lung cancer with hazardous chemicals, and even a family history of developing lung cancer or other cancers that might be related to the development of lung cancer. When it comes to that rise in lung cancer cases among those who do not smoke, it's really something that is still being researched. I think part of the reason why it is increasing is because screening for lung cancer is becoming so much more utilized. It's relatively new, but it is out there and it is available.
You are the manager of Nationwide Lung Cancer Screening for the American Lung Association. What takes place with the lung cancer screening? I've never had one. I don't know how you screen for it.
Yeah, definitely. So doctors screen with a low-dose CT, and that is a CT machine that is low radiation. It's very quick. There's no preparation. It's non-invasive. You take off metal to lay down on a table. Sometimes you're asked to hold your breath, but the table will then go into the center of the CT machine. There'll be some banging, and the CT machine will be taking photos of your lungs for radiologists to review, to look for anything that's abnormal in your lungs. Sometimes you might be asked to hold your breath. No contrast dye is needed. And all of this can take place in the test itself, the scan itself, really 5 to 10 minutes.
That's lovely. But, the thing is, who pays for it? Do most insurance carriers pay for it? Or is this something you have to self-pay or you need a referral from your doctor?
Yeah, that's also some really great questions. In most cases, it is reimbursable through insurance. So there are federal screening guidelines that you do need to reach that would then, move through the insurance. Your insurance plan would pay for that. So for somebody to be eligible for a screening, you need to be between the ages of 50 and 80, be experiencing no symptoms, and have a history of smoking, whether that's one pack a day for 20 years or two packs a day for 10, or have quit smoking in the last 15 years. So that qualification, those guidelines, is what makes the insurance companies pay for this. A lot of health systems do have self-pay options. But then the Lung Association, through our lung health navigators in Illinois in particular, we can support in paying for any outstanding balances. So if somebody is uninsured, if they're underinsured, if they have a high deductible, if there is a concern in transportation, we can also pay for that. So our lung health navigators can absolutely support with covering those costs if it isn't already covered by insurance.
Advocates are certainly urging for more screenings because of the rise in lung cancer. I know that you mentioned the qualifications. Of course, that is always related to insurance. But are there physical symptoms that would indicate that you need a screening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple of symptoms. Not all of them will show up. Hoarseness, constant chest pain, wheezing, frequent lung infections, so bronchitis, pneumonia, weight loss, loss of appetite, headaches. And, you know, a lot of these things people experience, you know, here and there, maybe on an average basis. So it's definitely worth talking to your primary care provider if you have one, or even calling our navigators to see what they might recommend. Blood clots are on that list, bone pain, fractures. There are quite a few symptoms. I will say there, once you are experiencing symptoms and you go to your doctor with these concerns, they most likely will look at other options for tests to see what they might be able to find. Because a low-dose CT is meant for those who do not have any symptoms at all.
Right, and someone is asking, Michaela, they're asking if you have emphysema and you've never smoked, are you more likely to get lung cancer, or is that any of the qualification for a screening? Is there any mention about emphysema?
That is a really great question. I am not sure of the research with regards to emphysema. I will say, you know, talking to your doctor, chatting with our lung health navigators, they would be able to really guide you in really looking at your current symptoms and other experiences that you might be having with your health. But you know your health best, right? You know when you're experiencing something that isn't normal. And in these populations especially, this is it's something not to ignore.
All right, so where can people go to find out more? What is the website for the American Lung Association?
Yeah, so you can find out more about lung cancer screening and talk to our navigators, see if you are eligible for a lung cancer screening. They'll walk you through that process. They'll walk you through how to get a referral, talking to your provider. If you don't have a provider, we'll help you in finding one. Insurance will help you with that as well. Help cover the cost if there is one. But we do have a website. It is lung.org/LCSS-assistance. And the phone number is 844-ALA-LUNG, L-U-N-G. So it's 844-252-5864.